Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Arabic and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. تعد دبي هي ومركز التجارة والاستقرار ولديها ماضي عريق وإرث ثقافي غني. في مارس 2010 تم تكريم حكومة دبي بجائزة القيادة العالمية المشرقة من كبيرة المعلمين تشينغهاي كتكريم لحظرها التدخين في الأماكن العامة. في ديسمبر 2010 أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط على الإطلاق تم عقده في مركز معرض دبي الدولي، وتمت الدعوة العامة للمشاركة في استكشاف تفاعلي لنمط العيش النباتي. تم تنظيمه من قبل المنظمة النباتية في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج تحت رعاية معرض الشرق الأوسط للمنتجات الطبيعية والعضوية لعام 2010، وتمت الموافقة عليه من قبل سلطة دبي الصحية في الإمارات العربية المتحدة. قدمت الفعالية ندوات على مدى يومين، ورش عمل، وبث تلفزيوني مصور مع الخبراء من حول العالم، إلى جانب مطعم تجديد الشباب النباتي. إلى جانب كبير المعلمين تشينغهاي والتي تمت دعوتها شخصيا لتتحدث عن طريق رابط فيديو بخصوص كون المرء نباتيا هو خيار غذائي مستدام من الناحية البيئية، وتبعها جلسة أسئلة وأجوبة مع الحضور، وإطلاق النسخة العربية من الكتاب الأكثر مبيعا على المستوى الدولي الطيور في حياتي، والذي سبق أن بيع بالكامل قبل الإصدار.
الطيور في حياتي طبع من قبل المتحدة للطباعة والنشر التابعة لشركة أبوظبي للإعلام ADMC، والمملوكة لصاحب السمو الشيخ محمد بن زايد بن سلطان آل نهيان ولي عهد أبوظبي وولي عهد رئيس الإمارات العربية المتحدة.
ندعوكم الآن إلى الاستماع بإعادة البث التالية لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين تشينغهاي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج، الذي عقد في مدينة دبي في الإمارات العربية المتحدة في 7 ديسمبر 2010.
And now I'd like to invite Anastasia, and she's going to share how we can actually do our own little research, because we can't be dependent on asking questions or attending forums. We have to do some of it, so it's going to be really interesting. And a little bit of information about Anastasia. She's an audio engineer, former librarian, IT developer and consultant, blogger, bookworm, the organizer of the Twit Book Club, a book club with a new angle on reading and discussing a variety of books. She has been a vegetarian for over a decade and, like many, turned to the lifestyle after serious health issues. Anastasia wears many hats. It would be an understatement. A bachelor's degree in IT from Wollongong in Dubai. She is also a certified English teacher, and she holds an audio engineering diploma, and she's enjoyed producing a lot of live events. And currently Anastasia is working on her second bachelor's degree, Wasn't it enough? You had quite a lot on your plate, Anastasia.
Never enough.
And this one is in mass communication media journalism, and she's also working on her business degree in Intel business, juggling two universities, book club, various research. My God, I don't know how you find time for yourself, really. So let's welcome Anastasia.
Thanks. Okay, so I'll be talking about why doing your own research is an important thing, especially when it comes to choosing your own diet, because it is an important thing. So some of us actually, when we hear the word diet, some of us go, oh God, hide me. I gotta lose the weight because I need to get into, you know, you need to get into the little dress to go out or whatever. So you have to cut out your food, you have to watch what you eat. But the truth is, it's not all about calories. Diet is something that's long-term. It's not something that's only for 1 or 2 weeks. The common problem here is that most of us, especially the ladies, the ones that have to get into that little dress, they're thinking, okay, I need to lose 10 kilograms. Let's cut out all the meat, cut out everything. Let me just have one glass of water a day. I know that's a bit extreme, but fine. 2 weeks go by, they lose the weight. What happens when they get off the diet? They go back to their normal ways. Their weight comes back. Most of the time, the weight comes back with a little bit more interest than the 10 kilograms that they initially wanted to lose. Why? Because they're under the impression of, well, I was on a diet, I deserve a little something, like a chocolate, maybe another one, maybe some ice cream. Our diet is the most intimate connection to Earth. Ground yourself with the diet. An ideal diet is something that works for you. A diet is not something where you have to force yourself to essentially cut out the foods that you don't need. It has to be something that you want to do. So, why research? Millions of us are constantly bombarded with messages on a daily basis. Some of the messages contradict each other. We've heard a few of those during the past few days. So where do you draw the line of whether what's good for you, what's good for somebody else, what you should be doing? Now, new studies show all food's bad for you. Every time you read a newspaper, so-and-so food is bad for you. A few weeks later, you read, possibly even in the same paper, you read studies that says exact opposite. For every expert that says one thing, you can find another couple of experts that say the complete opposite. So where do you draw the line? You draw the line from within, from yourself. You have to think rationally. You have to do your own research. And some useful links here. Every diet, this is where I got the list of over 400 diets. This site, everydiet.org, lists, as the site says, every diet, but it lists the pros, the cons, the, you know, side effects, etc. It's built up by two professionals. One is a nutritionist. Their aim is to actually build up a database of basically diets so that people like you and I, we can go on there and we can research the diets in one place. And we can also send comments and reviews of specific diets as well. Has the diet helped you? Has the diet not helped you? Facts.com. It's more US-based, but it has a lot of information on things like nutrition labels, reading the label. They've got videos on there as well, and a lot of interesting things. You can even look up the e-numbers. Whatever is on the label, you can just enter it in there, and it'll show up as what are the ingredients. Is it healthy for you? Is it not healthy? Wikipedia. Probably not a good thing if you are in the education field, but come on, most of us can admit that we've at least used Wikipedia as a starting point. Because Wikipedia, they do have references at the end of the article. You can read the Wikipedia info for yourself, and you can also scroll down to the references and have a look at the references and follow the links. Follow the yellow brick road, as the saying goes. Additives 2 is an iPhone app that you go out, you show up, you have your phone with you. This is an app that has all the e-numbers, the ingredients and everything built in within the app. So whenever you are looking on the shelf for a product, you can just go, let's see. Yeah, that's safe for vegetarians. No, it's not. Okay, that might cause cancer. That might cause, you know, asthma or whatever. It's your body, your health. You take the responsibility on your doctor or your nutritionist or whoever else. Research is all about balancing the two sides of the story, sometimes more sides of the story, balancing the information, analyzing the data. Once you've got the data, you analyze it, you think about it, you discuss it with your friends, you discuss it with your family. Is it something that maybe we want to do? No? Okay, why not? Because the more you analyze it, the more it makes sense to you. If you just listen in like a sponge and then walk away, it's not going to help that much. And at the end of the day, this is all about being informed.
Thank you so much. I just want to appreciate it. So, guys, there's a saying which says, take care of your body, because that's the only place you have to live in, actually. There is no other. We can't rent ourselves some bodies. We are coming to a very interesting part of the MeVeg Congress, and that is that we are going to go live via video conference to Cancun, Mexico, where Supreme Master Qinghai will be there addressing all the wonderful delegates as to be a part of the MeVeg Congress.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, we would like to warmly welcome you all to this very special occasion. It is indeed an honor and a privilege for us to welcome to the conference via video link the internationally acclaimed author, spiritual visionary, artist, Supreme Master Qinghai. As many of you know, Supreme Master Qinghai is a lifelong vegetarian and vegan who is a powerful proponent of organic vegan living for millions upon millions of people around the world. Her activities range from various projects such as being inspiration for the Loving Hut vegan restaurant. You know the restaurant that served us that wonderful lunch today? She is the inspiration behind that as well. Loving Hut has 150 locations worldwide. And other than that, Supreme Master Qinghai has promoted a lot of scientific bases for stopping and reversing climatical changes and preventing physical calamities through correct living, correct diet, and correct treatment of the earth and all the earth's inhabitants. This is a very interesting thing, how she is linking to when we bring about a change in our diet, how it has an impact, a ripple impact on the rest of the world. Added to this are her many publications, which show her deep love and understanding of animals and their importance in maintaining the loving balance to life. We would like to convey through a video a glimpse of her unconditional compassion and love that Supreme Master shares with all those who come in contact with her. So let's watch the video.
Supreme Master Qinghai is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, artist, and humanitarian whose loving assistance extends across cultures. Born in central O Lạc or Vietnam, Supreme Master Qinghai studied in Europe and worked there for the Red Cross. She soon realized that suffering exists in all corners of the globe, and her yearning to find a remedy became the foremost goal in her life. She then embarked on a journey in search of spiritual enlightenment. Eventually, in the Himalayas in India, she received from a true master the divine transmission of the inner light and sound, which she later called the Kuan Yin method. After a period of diligent practice, she attained the great enlightenment.
Soon after her return from the Himalayas, at the earnest request of those around her, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared the Kuan Yin method with others, encouraging them to look within to find their own divine greatness. Before long, invitations arrived from the Americas, Europe, Asia, Australia, and Africa for Supreme Master Ching Hai to give lectures.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate heart has also been reflected in her meticulous care for the less fortunate in different circumstances. The funding generated from her artistic creations has enabled the support of her mission of comforting God's children in times of need.
More recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai has authored books that have become number one international bestsellers, namely The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. These volumes, now translated in several languages, reveal many insights into the deep emotions and thoughts of our treasured animal co-inhabitants, highlighting their gracious spirit and unconditional love.
Wishing to acknowledge others for their actions and influence toward developments of goodness in the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai founded the Shining World Leadership Award in March 2006. Since then, she has also established other awards, such as Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Award, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award. This honor is presented to individuals, nations, and organizations, such as the second president of the Republic of Slovenia, Dr. Janez Jonovcek, renowned British primatologist Dr. Jane Goodall, and U.S.-based nonprofit Save the Children, whose exemplary works have significantly contributed to the harmony, beauty, and sustainability of our Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has given much to our world, both spiritually and materially. Although she does not seek acknowledgement, in recognition of her selfless contribution, government representatives and private organizations worldwide have presented Supreme Master Ching Hai with prestigious awards on numerous occasions. Among these were the Goosey Peace Prize 2006, First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards 2006, Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the World Spiritual Leadership Award 1994, and the World Citizen Humanitarian Award 1994. In addition, February 22nd and October 25th have been proclaimed by government officials in the United States as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Her dedicated aid to the world continues till this day, with millions of grateful hearts among leaders and their co-citizens alike.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is among notable pioneers in our society today who wisely and courageously express concern about climate change. In fact, for more than 20 years, she has strongly advocated preserving the environment. She initiated the Alternative Living and SOS Global Warming campaigns to promote a benevolent lifestyle without animal products. Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet is now a well-known motto that originated from Supreme Master Ching Hai. In our era, Supreme Master Ching Hai is truly a selflessly dedicated individual, tirelessly helping world citizens create a bright future for our beloved planet.
All right. We are very fortunate that Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted our invitation. As you know, she has an extremely busy schedule, but she still found time to be with us on the first Me Veg Congress here from this wonderful city of Dubai. And she will be online with us through video conference. And her speech is going to be on being a vegan, the environmentally sustainable food choice. I'm sure it will be very engaging and inspiring presentation.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Supreme Master Chinghai. How are you?
Chukriyam, chukran, chukran. I'm well, chukran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I greet you in the name of Allah.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Master Chinghai, we warmly welcome you to the first ever Middle East Veg Congress here in this amazing city of Dubai. Firstly, we at the conference would like to thank you, and we have great respect for the 3 decades of work that you have put in and engaging people all over the world to promote healthy, compassionate, life-sustaining, vegan, organic diet.
Thanks, Allah. Thanks, Allah. Alhamdulillah. I hope you understand my Arabic.
I'm sure. I don't personally speak Arabic, but I've been trying to learn. I've been here for 10 years. So it's not an easy language, and we truly appreciate that at least you're making the effort of speaking it. Thank you.
Chukran, chukran.
Supreme Master, we've heard a lot at this conference already about the benefits of the organic and vegetarian lifestyles from a wide range of speakers, dignitaries, presenters, and many people are intrigued by your topic today on the sustainability of the vegan diet. Moreover, we feel that it is fitting that in Cancun, Mexico, world leaders are discussing this very important topic of working together to come up with a global solution to global warming. We would love to hear your insights on what you see as the seriousness of global warming to continued life on Earth and what links there might be to diet, agriculture and lifestyle.
Yes. Greeting all of you from Cancun. I'm in Cancun, and so many great people are here, and they are still trying to help to change the climate change. I'm very pleased and honored to be in your presence in Dubai.
Thank you. The honor is all ours. Without further ado, we'd like to invite you to put your hands together once again for Supreme Master Chinghai and her presentation on the topic, being a vegan, the environmentally sustainable food choice.
Thank you ever so much. Thank you. May Allah bless you. I'm very honored and pleased, actually, to be in your presence in Dubai. It's a beautiful city, beautiful country. I have been there. I have been in your country. Yes. I love all the Middle East, actually. The warmth and joy of the Arab people is so inviting, as I have found it everywhere. In your hospitality, your giving of charity, and your great religious faith. Well, I want to congratulate you, Middle East Veg Group, for your effort, for your exciting historic first Congress. And a big congratulations, especially to all of you veg heroes of the world and the Middle East.
Thank
Allah, sure, we have mercy upon you for giving mercy to other beings. This was the hadith, the wisdom of the compassionate Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Through this excellent event and your talented and caring contributions, you have confirmed the many benefits of plant-based living, both for ourselves and our animals' co-inhabitants. And now we can go perhaps even one step further in considering the vegan lifestyle as necessary to actually save humanity and the planet. Some of you may be aware already, but just so that we all have the same understanding, I would like to emphasize again that our situation is already very grave. Human survival is at stake due to climate change and environmental damages. To grasp this urgency, we can pick any region of the globe, like, for instance, the Middle East, to see how the climate change has affected our people, our world, our animals, our environment. Now, if you allow me, we shall go through some of the important events concerning your beautiful regions. Number one, climate change and environmental issue in the United Arab Emirates. The Arab region is one of the world's most vulnerable to climate change. I'm very sorry to know this, and I'm sorry to have to tell you. It's not a very pleasant thing to inform your friends that their house is in danger, that their life is in danger. It could break your heart. Now, scientists have already reported on sea level rise in Egypt, desertification and climate refugees in Syria, dust storms in Iraq, floods in Yemen, etc., etc. Pardon me. I'm just too emotional when lives are concerned. You are all my friends, even though we haven't met each other. I have so much love for this world and for the people of this world because I've met many of you, and you are so nice. And you don't deserve to suffer at all. None of us deserve any of this suffering, either from disease or from climate change. Now, since we are in the United Arab Emirates, we will focus on the major environmental issues your country is facing. Number two, water shortage. Climate change has brought hotter temperatures and reduced an erratic rainfall to the Middle East, including in the United Arab Emirates. Making the situation worse now is the fact that current consumption rates of water are unsustainable. Even with several desalination plants in place, suppose there was an emergency and more water could not be produced, then your country, United Arab Emirates, only has about 4 days of fresh water supply for her people, or even less than that. Abu Dhabi's groundwater supplies have been reduced by almost one-fifth just since 2003. I think you know that. Do you?
Yes, Supreme Master. They are now getting new information because we live in an illusion that, you know, the water is going to be there. But thank you for sharing these statistics with us.
Okay. Then I will continue to share more with you. You will be more surprised. I'm sorry. I wish I could bring you more pleasant news, but friends have to tell each other the truth, right? If you allow me. Now, we go to number 3 section, which is groundwater depletion. We could have other kind of water, but if groundwater is depleted and we are in deep trouble, I'm sure you understand this. Because a prolonged drought coupled with higher use is quickly depleting groundwater throughout the Emirate, especially in Abu Dhabi, where this source is relied upon for 71% of the total supply. Now, especially for agriculture. However, water consumption is noted to be 24 times higher than the land's ability to recharge and replenish the water the natural way. And unusable salt water is now found at shallow depths even. They are shrinking. All kind of water, not just sweet water, even salty water is sinking. Instead of reaching water at a depth of 6 meters, as they did in the past in order to dig the well, now the well diggers currently have to go as deep as 100 meters below the ground before finding it. Or in some cases, not even be able to find any water at all after 100 meters deep digging. Number 4, concern food insecurity. Agriculture is already difficult due to the shrinking water supply. Now we have extreme heat and increasingly salty soil. And salty soil we cannot cultivate. I'm sure you know that. Number 5, desalinization of water, unsustainable. Very unsustainable. Okay. Meanwhile, Dubai's water is primarily human-made, I'm sure you all know that, through desalinization. The United Arab Emirates is the second largest user of desalinated water in the whole world. But desalinization plants use a lot of energy and emit a lot of carbon dioxide on top of that. There are also other side effects I'm going to tell you. They will spew enormous quantities of hot brine and chemicals into the sea. This pollution accelerates the warming of the water while increasing its salinity. In fact, the Gulf's salt concentration level increased by 40% in 30 years, creating an imbalance that threatens local flora and fauna. The general salt increase has another adverse effect, which is to make the desalinization plants work harder, and use more and more energy to purify the water. So it is an unfortunate cycle you can see. Being dependent on desalinization also creates a water security risk, because it only takes one oil spill, one toxic algae bloom, or one big cyclone to have to halt the process immediately. That means we will have no water, and God knows for how long. Now we go to number six section, which is marine pollution. The Persian Gulf is a contained environment where pollutants can accumulate, some of which takes many years to disperse. These include more than 1 million barrels of oil spilled each year from oil leaks and accidents. And we're drinking all that in. Include sewage discharge from all the use of the households. Include harmful chemicals, including pesticides and phosphorus heavy metals such as mercury, copper and nickel, arsenic, lead and many others. You see how we have to take all this, even though we are not aware. Now, number seven, which is overfishing. Commercially fished species in the United Arab Emirates have declined an alarming 80% in 30 years. That means we have 80% less fish in your sea the last 30 years. Only within 30 years, we deplete fish supply, the fish population, 80%. My goodness. Any of you know this?
I think we weren't really aware of this particular issue at hand, because as I shared with you, we live in a kind of an illusion that just because we just get ample amount of seafood, or we when we go swimming, the water does not seem polluted. So we just believe everything is fine.
Yes. You see, the problem is much of these chemicals or pollutants that run into our water are not colorful, not specially significant, so that we can even know what it is, or we can even see what it is. And even the chemicals or the pollutant or the poison, even mercury, for example, that goes into the fish that the people consume, they're colorless, tasteless. So people don't even know what they're eating until they've fallen ill or die. Now, these include many more that are unique to the region, many more marine life. Fish, you know, like we don't have anywhere else in the world. Except in your region, we have this, like such as hammer, kingfish, sea bream, and imperial fish. In addition, you see, they are kind of diminishing, or maybe extinct already. These fish we cannot find anywhere else except in your sea. Now they are gone. In addition, the sheer excess of fishing vessels and fishing gear also lead to huge bycatch and damage to even more species. This is part of the global decline of marine life due to overfishing. It's everywhere, not just in your country. Everywhere, marine life are declining, extinct, or going to be soon, sooner than we can imagine. Oh, Even if you love fish, I'm not sure how much longer you're going to have fish on your table. So please be prepared to have vegetarian food. That should be a very wise choice.
Well said, Supreme Master.
I would definitely like to first of all thanks and offer my humble obeisance to Supreme Master Chinghai for agreeing to come on the video conferencing. The other great thing was that she was in Mexico in Cancun and at the COP, so extremely well informed about not only the UAE, the world facts and all the environmental areas. So that was very impressive indeed. It was a great honor having her live beamed down to the UAE. I'm Sandhya Prakash, founder director MeVeg. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be Veg, go green to save our planet.
I've been happy to be at the MeVeg, the very first MeVeg Congress, where I've had the opportunity to see for the very first time Supreme Master Chinghai, who gave a fantastic speech with regards to the environmental impact of the Middle East region. Some startling statistics with regards to the environment were presented today by the Supreme Master Chinghai. The fantastic inspiration that she gave to the audience was a sight to behold, particularly in terms of her philosophy with regards to presenting veganism as a solution to all the environmental woes of the Middle Eastern region.
مشاهدينا الواعيين بيئيا، شكرا لكم على صحبتكم في حلقة اليوم من برنامج كلمات الحكمة. انضموا إلينا مجددا غدا لمتابعة الجزء 4 من إعادة البث لمؤتمر الفيديو المباشر مع كبيرة المعلمين شينغهاي في دبي بعنوان أول مؤتمر نباتي في الشرق الأوسط مي فيج. ابقوا معنا من فضلكم على شاشة قناة كبيرة المعلمين لمتابعة برنامج الموسيقى والشعر. يأتيكم تاليا بعد نشرة الأخبار الجديرة بالذكر. مفعمين بالأمل نصلي لأن يتم الحفاظ على كوكبنا وبالتالي كل الكائنات تتواجد بشكل مشترك في حب وسلام وتناغم. Eco-conscious viewers, thank you for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 4 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Chinghai in Dubai titled The First Middle East Vegetarian MeVeg Congress. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry coming up next right after noteworthy news. Brimming with hope, we pray that our planet will be preserved so that all beings can coexist in love, peace, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.